We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Eric with you here on News Talk 830 WCCO, and joining us now on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline, John Thomas, Timberwolves VP of Basketball Development and an ex-Gopher and T-Wolves player. And JT, it's been a while since we've talked, but I hope you're doing well.
Eric, my man, it's always a pleasure to jump on and speak a little bit about sports and life and all the things that are important to all of us. So a true pleasure as always. I'm doing fantastic. Thank you. Hope you're the same.
Yeah, thanks. And we really are at the intersection of sports and life, especially in the wake of the tragic George Floyd killing by the MPD a little over a month ago. And look, it hit all of us hard. But for you, South Minneapolis, you know, that's home base. You grew up, you know, just blocks away from Ground Zero, 38th in Chicago, where it happened. What's the impact been like for John Thomas?
You know, the thing that, you know, I think kind of in the sequence of events is that, you know, in full transparency, is one of those things where it's like it was another killing. And until I recognized that it was actually home base for me, you know, certainly I could tell you that it felt a little different. It's definitely not to take away from the sting of all the other killings that we've seen. You know, I think it sort of speaks a little bit to, you know, first and foremost, all I can do is speak to about myself and how as a busy executive, you've, you know, continued to try to push towards, you know, some level of prosperity with yourself and your family. And I've learned an absolute ton about myself, our community, our organization, this country and this world based upon, you know, even since those events have transpired. So certainly I've learned a ton, and the impact has been immense.
And you had an article earlier this week at SI.com. It also appeared in Sports Illustrated, the print version. I read it. It was a good job by you. I know you told it to Chris Mannix, one of their sports writers. You've had police encounters yourself. One on a bike as a 12-year-old in South Minneapolis, another while playing basketball for the U of M, and these left impressions, didn't they?
Yeah, there's a number of other ones that didn't make the magazine, but at the end of the day, I mean, I'm sure you can ask any person of color in this country if they've had run-ins with the police, regardless to whether or not they've had records or not, and their answer would be yes. And so we've all have a story. You know, at the end of the day, when you think about this, at least from my lens, this is really about, you know, relationships and the rhetoric that's been built, the stereotypes that continue to oppress not only our community, but the multitude of communities just around this globe. So, you know, when I think about what happened to me, it was, and certainly as I mentioned, it's, you know, in other articles and other conversations, it's not like we, whether it's with white counterparts or with black counterparts, it's not like they are everyday topics of conversation unless it just happened. Unfortunately, the sad part is that we've sort of been indoctrinated to think that this is a normal part of society. You know, we're, as a person of color on the skin, especially after Philando Castile was shot, I made sure that my registration was above where I didn't have to put it into the glove box because I always want to be able to keep my hands, you know, in sight. They don't look at of the former player. They don't look at the executive. At the end of the day, they see a person of color. So, and regardless of the my position, you know, certainly I take the stance that I want to be treated as a human being. So, it certainly is a sad state of affairs, but I'm very optimistic around, you know, the fact that we continue to create conversations around this, and more importantly, how do we humanize, get together, break bread, you know, have those uncomfortable conversations and stand in solidarity, you know. So, like I said, I'm optimistic.
John Thomas, our guest from the Timberwolves front office here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. Yeah, and JT, every African-American friend I have or acquaintance I've met along the way has told me stories like you referenced about dealing with police. And I saw an article in USA Today on Friday, and the whole tone of the article was basically some African-Americans have left the country, that they feel like they can't do it here like they can elsewhere. And that's an option for some, obviously not the majority. But is that something like a person like you would ever think about? Hey, you know, maybe I'm better off in another country, because for 401 years this has been going on now.
You know, no. At the end of the day, the beauty of America was really founded on land of the free for all. And certainly, you know, when you look back at the history of this country and knowing the Native Americans were here and ultimately what's happened, you know, it all had to do with economics. So, you know, the slave trade that brought Africans here was really because, you know, others wanted those that were different to do their work. So the continued oppression that's happened and the difference and the not knowing or the understanding of what it meant to be someone of another color or have a different culture by utilizing their power and guns ultimately created, you know, what we see now 400 years later. So I appreciate, and I can tell you just based upon my basketball experience and the various countries that I've been in, there's no better place like America. I mean, think about the ability to exercise our voice, and in certain countries you'd get killed for doing that. So, no, it's never been something that's necessarily crossed my mind. I will tell you that I've had experiences overseas that certainly relative to just how other countries, you know, put family first and work second, that's been something that stuck out to me. But we have a lot of work to do, and I think that based upon the platform and the fortune that I have in working with the Timberwolves and Lynx organizations and what I specifically do inside of the organization, it was important that the sting of what was felt I was able to bring inside of my daily work, and that is happening. So, you know, the challenge oftentimes is you go to work and then you go home, and ultimately do you actually have additional time to combat issues of whether it's social injustice or any other thing that you believe in. So again, I'm fortunate that our leadership team as a whole in the NBA and WNBA, as progressive as they are really uniting around the cause to start to create the change. So I've never thought about leaving this country. I want to make this country a better place for everybody who lives here. And it is the melting pot, and it's something that I think that makes our country great.
So you believe on a global level, a macro level, and then a micro level here locally, that the NBA, the WNBA, and specifically the Timberwolves and the Lynx, you're happy with their response to the George Floyd situation? You believe that they're trying to do the right thing moving forward?
Yeah, 1,000,000%. I mean, evidenced by the number of, you know, first of all, our leaders that have come out to speak out against it, everyone on the basketball side from Gerson, Coach Ryan Saunders, general manager and head coach Cheryl Reeve, our players with Kat not, you know, dealing with the passing of his mother with COVID-19, but still showing up. And, you know, while he didn't say anything, his impact was certainly felt. Josh Okogie, what he's continued to do, Malik Beasley, I mean, our staff on basketball operations, you've got so many people that are, you know, whether they're leading the front lines of protests or working behind the scenes. And then on our business side, Ethan Casson, Ryan Tankey, all of the senior executives, you know, we are taking this very seriously. And, at the end of the day, we have a very unique opportunity. And again, I'm blessed to, at least, you know, specific to my role in youth basketball, also through, you know, the partnership that I have with basketball operations and mentoring our current players. And then lastly, the alumni program that, you know, this ultimately becomes a part and a fixture of what we'll do to really stop the social injustices, or at least stem the tide, so to speak. And again, when you look specifically at the plight of Black people in this country, you certainly, over the course, you know, it's been a month basically since the killing of George Floyd, and, you know, we definitely don't expect to make significant change when, you know, the pendulum of 400 years of oppression is swinging the other direction. And again, I'm very optimistic, because it's not just, you know, if you think about it, COVID-19 was the unfortunate blessing, is what I'll call it, that allowed us to take pause, and the globe watched a man get executed. And because of that, the visceral response was not only started at the epicenter, which is in Minneapolis, but then fanned out to the entire country, and then from there, the globe. So this is a human issue that we will tackle head on. And I will also, you know, when you think about the other marginalized groups, such as women, who have been saying this for so long, or the LGBTQ plus community, Native Americans, those, you know, who come into our state, you know, specifically Somali group, whenever there's difference, you know, certainly the fear of the unknown is what creates the division. And if we have a negative experience, regardless of the color of our skin, you know, that's ultimately what starts the unconscious bias around any of those groups. So my approach has really just been around humanization, empathy, grace. I'm really trying to get away from the word understand, because at the end of the day, someone else's perspective is completely theirs, and as is mine. But what I can do is I can empathize, I can learn more, I can have grace with them. And ultimately, if we're trying to all reach the same goal, which is, you know, some level of enlightenment and peace, then I think it takes all of us, whether it's Black or white, woman, man, you know, LGBTQ, all the marginalized communities. It takes us all to lift a heavy burden.
Yeah, yeah, good stuff, JT. Listen, we only have a few seconds left. What does it mean to the movement, to the cause, when iconic white sports figures like Mike Krzyzewski or Clayton Kershaw or Greg Popovich say they're all in on Black Lives Matter? I mean, quickly, what does that mean for the cause?
I think as a whole, when you think of those that have the privilege, you know, it's very important, because as I shared, you know, it's going to take all of us to lift that heavy burden. So we're certainly, you know, I understand the guilt that's associated, whether with white or Black, or across the board, of not saying anything, but not utilizing your voice and not taking action towards sustainable solutions is not the answer. So certainly, you know, big applause to those, inclusive of those that are not in the African-American community, for the stance they've taken.
All right, JT, thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk soon.
Always. Appreciate it, Eric. Have a great day.
All right, very good. He's John Thomas, Timberwolves VP of Basketball Development, right here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.